What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Joel from Seattle is. Joel, are you there?
Yes.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Joel has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
What is Winnie the Pooh's favorite treat?
Honey.
Correct. According to Google, what 2009 movie is the highest grossing movie of all time?
Titanic?
No.
Pass.
What is the capital of Wyoming?
Cheyenne.
Correct. The 3 earth signs are Capricorn, Virgo, and what?
Sagittarius.
No.
Hello?
Hello. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Do you want to pass?
Yeah, pass.
What is the hardest natural occurring substance in the world? Do you want to pass again?
Yes.
What does the A stand for in DNA?
Pass.
The 2023 show Saltburn came out on what streaming site?
Netflix?
No. Joel, you got 2 correct.
Oh, my God.
Woo,
it's okay. I got 2 once, and I beat Steve last week. So, there's always room for improvement.
But you didn't beat him with 2.
I know, but I'm just saying there's always room for improvement.
We can go up from here is what you're saying.
Up. Yes.
Woo. Steve, I don't think you need to feel much pressure right now.
I don't know if you're messing with me.
Are you ready?
Yes.
What is Winnie the Pooh's favorite treat?
Strippers.
No. What Winnie the Pooh are you watching, sir?
Well, honey.
Yes. According to Google, what 2009 movie is the highest grossing movie of all time?
What 2009 movie?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Come on, Steve.
Titanic?
No. What?
What's that? Not Aladdin. What's Avatar?
Yes.
Wow.
What is the capital of Wyoming?
Cheyenne?
Correct. The 3 earth signs are Capricorn, Virgo, and what?
Pisces.
No.
Taurus.
Wow, yes. What is the hardest natural occurring substance in the world?
Wood.
No.
Gold?
No.
Diamond.
Yes. What does the A stand for in DNA?
Ancestry?
No.
Assessment?
No.
Avatar.
No, the 2023 show Saltburn came out on what streaming site?
Oh, crap. Netflix?
No.
Paramount?
No.
Peacock?
No. Steve?
Damn it.
You got 5 correct, which is a win.
Let's
5-2. Sorry, Joel. Oh, he's gone.
Oh, yeah.
He knew.
Dude, I'll be honest. There was a string of answers that were so lucky.
Yes.
You did some great guessing work in
there. The diamond one, The tourist one?
The Avatar one?
No, Avatar I knew. That was just...
Oh, okay. Yeah.
This is brilliant mind.
What does the A stand for in DNA? Acid.
Oh.
I won't tell you what the D and the A stand for because it's a really big, long word I don't know how to pronounce.
All these years, I never once bothered to think of, like, why do we call it DNA?
Yeah, do you want to try to pronounce the D and the S?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm always up for a good time. Deoxyribonucleic.
Nailed
that
it.
That was beautiful. Taryn's really good at pronouncing things.
Deoxyribonucleic.
Okay, maybe not. And the 2023 show Saltburn came out on what streaming site?
Hulu?
No.
Prime.
There we go. Ah. That was a wildly weird show.
That was the one with the bathtub scene, right?
Sure yeah. was, and a lot of other scenes. Well,
really sits with you.
Congrats on finally getting a win today, Steve.
I needed it.
Happy 20th anniversary to the Men's Room. They have been on KISW for 20 years, so you can join in with the celebration by checking out the new beer. It is the 20th anniversary lager from Black Raven Brewing Company. You can find it at your local Fred Meyer. You can find it at QFC. I found it at the Stanwood QFC just the other day.
Nice.
So exciting. And as always, a portion of the proceeds from every beer sold will go to support our local Fisher House locations. More info can be found at KISW.com. 206-803-ROCK. If you are under 35, call in now because we have some work-related questions to ask the youngsters.
Right. We want to see if we're out of the loop.
If you are under 35, give us a call now. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Scorpions.
The Daily Mix Show.
Someone asked a bunch of employees under the age of 35 to name the work rules they are willing to break. So we have some listeners that are under 35, some youths, to see if they are guilty of any of these things.
Hello, fellow kids.
Hello, Kurt from Bellevue, who you are 25 years old, we understand?
Yep.
All right.
We want to see if you're guilty of these things. That they call them Gen Zers, but I think that this actually involves millennials as well because it's 35 and under.
Yes. So, Kurt, do you ever call in sick just because you want a day off?
Hell yeah.
Do you remember the last time that you did it? What was it for?
It was Christmas. I didn't get Christmas off, and so I called in sick because they had more than enough people to cover the shift, especially like people that wanted overtime, but they just chose to make it difficult. So I was like, screw it, taking the day off.
Now, did you actually call in sick where you had to have like a sick voice, or did you like text it or email? Like, how'd you end up doing that?
No, I just called in sick. You know, there's no kind of like they can't play that game where like, well, we think you're not sick, so you should come in. It's pretty straightforward. So
I always love the people that put on the fake sick voice. I'm like, you don't need to do this. Like, it's almost like you're insulting us.
I feel like back in the day, I always did that.
Hey, I'm not feeling good.
I also do like how that was like the most old question you could have asked, Steve. Did you like text it in or did you email it these days? How do you call in there, youngster?
Yeah, well, I mean, think about it.
A telegram?
What person in their 20s calls anybody?
They don't even know how.
I figured he did a text in or he went on a website and hit a button. You know how the kids do it these days, Daniel.
We have another rockaholic under the age of 35. It is Chris from Falls City. Chris, you are 27.
Yes, I am.
So our question to you is, do you use AI, artificial intelligence, to complete tasks?
No, I think it's all hard work and, you know, green collar boys out here.
Yeah.
Blue collar boys.
Blue
right
collar
on,
boys,
right
I
on.
Love that.
Well, then I might upset him because I've been very guilty of using AI.
You know AI better than the rest of us combined.
I get a kick out of AI. Like sometimes I just do it just for my own poops and giggles. Like somebody will email me about something here at work and I'll like start writing. I'm like, man, I don't know how did you do this. So I just kind of like write something fast. I throw it in AI, make this sound more professional. And then it kicks it back to me and I send that off to whoever. And that's how I respond to things.
Do you
all
feel
the
like
time.
It nails it every time?
It's good enough. It's better than what I can do.
Well, there's that new, I don't know if it's new, but like I've seen a commercial for it recently. It's called like Grammarly or something. And it's talking about like how much time they can save you with emails.
Yes.
And I was like, it's interesting to me because it's like, oh, you have 450 emails that you need to respond to. I'm like, who has 450? 50 emails to respond to.
When people share like their screen capture of like their home screen on their phone and it shows how many like those, it just blows my mind. But yeah, dude, I'll do it quite a bit. Like, I think it's funny. Like, you know, I'll just like type something fast. I'm like, man, I don't really have the energy or the time to like make it more concise or, you know, frame it in a more professional way. And it's like, it has to go to somebody that's like, you know, maybe a little more proper than I'm used to dealing with. So I'm like, just fix, clean this up, AI. And then they do. And it's great.
We have another youthful rockaholic named Caesar from Snohomish. Caesar, you are 24?
Yes, I am.
Right. All right. On. We want to see if you are guilty of this at work. Ducking out of work early.
Oh, hell yeah. I've done that a lot.
What's your strategy for getting out of there?
Oh, I just say my stomach hurts and I'll sit in the bathroom for a little while. I'm like, oh, boss, I'm not feeling too good. I need to get out of here. I think that bar food got to me.
I love that you commit to the bit and you actually sit in the bathroom for a little while before you actually leave early.
And what's funny is, too, my boss is next to me hearing this, too.
What's up, boss?
Well, good luck on your future job endeavors.
Thanks, Caesar.
See you, Caesar.
We have one more youngster. Oh, we lost him. Donald from Tacoma was there for a second.
He doesn't know how to use a phone. He's just busy texting.
Some of the other things on this list, though, are showing up late.
Thankfully, like, the funny thing is, like, with our job, I don't even know what would... honestly, as long as we're here before 6 a.m., we're not late.
Yes.
But everybody comes in at different times. There's no set time. It's just, like, get in. So long as you're ready to go at 6 a.m., who cares what time you show up?
Well, my favorite was last week when you injured your eye. Yes. And you were late for that reason. And we were, I think... Everybody was panicking because you're the first one here.
I got a text from Sarah that just said, I don't mean to sound like your mom, but is everything okay because you're not here yet as I'm pulling into the station? And I when I pulled in, I saw you pulling in as well. And usually I'm here before you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what 40-year-olds do. They check in on you to make sure she just let me off.
She is old enough to be my mom.
She really is, yeah.
Okay, what about this one? Taking naps when working from home.
Oh, I did when at work. I've done that many a time. Most Wednesdays after the show.
I mean, when I was working from home, I never took a nap, ever.
No?
When working from home. I might start a load of laundry or something like that, but I never took a nap.
I haven't had to work from home except for when I had COVID that one time and I had a broadcast from home. And I got so many chores done during the commercial and song breaks because I was just like... I have nothing to do. I'm just sitting here in silence otherwise. So, yeah, I got a lot of laundry done.
We know that you are a massive music fan, but do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it to us, and if so, you will win tickets to see Coheed and Cambria with Taking Back Sunday at Chateau St. Michel Winery on September 21st of 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
Throughout the morning, we have received texts and calls from you, but we haven't had a chance to chat with just everybody yet, but the time has come. We're checking in with the Rockaholics, so please give us a call if there's something you'd like to chime in on from the show today, or if you have anything on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK.
We got a text message in, oh man. So it says, Migs, so earlier I mentioned how at your party, I got a text from my wife asking if I was using Uber while I was up in Everett. So it was at Tony V's. I'm like, no, I have my car, I'm not drinking, like... Why would I need an Uber? And she's like, well, we just got like multiple Uber charges to our bank account. And they were like for $80 here, $90 there, $100 as well. Turns out somebody got her credit card information and was running up some charges in California. And luckily she was able to shut it all down and all that kind of stuff. But someone texted in saying, I once got hit with those random Uber charges as well. Nearly $1,000. It was so annoying. Sorry you had to deal with that. So here's the problem, though. Now I'm an idiot.
Oh, gosh.
Uh-oh. So I don't know how it is in your guys' relationship. I always say that it's one person in a relationship that's kind of like the money dummy, and I'm the money dummy. Like, I never check my bank account. I never do any of that kind of stuff. Thank goodness my wife does. Otherwise, I would have never noticed these charges.
Oh,
like,
no.
So she checks it almost every day, almost to the point where, like, now I'm never going to roll my eyes. Because sometimes she's like, did you go to Macy's and pay $50? I'm like, yes. Why are you on me? She's like, no, I just want to make sure... Somebody in our household actually went there. So this morning I get here at work. I go on my email and it says you authorize like a PayPal. You authorize $100 to a company with PayPal. And I'm like, what is this company? Because now I'm on heightened alert.
Oh, of course.
You know, after you get like kind of like scammed or whatever, like someone has your information. Now you're thinking everybody's got your information. So I Google what this place is. It's like a, and it made it sound like it was like one of those like gift cards.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm thinking somebody's gotten our PayPal information. So I quickly dispute it. I text my wife, but I'm impulsive, too. So I can't wait to get that text back for her to tell me that it's on the up and up. So I text her, say, I think we have another fraud charge via PayPal. Let me know. But before I even wait for her answer, I'm already disputing it, going through all the motions. She responds and goes, oh, no, 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 that was me. I purchased a gift card for a meal train for somebody that has hit some hard times.
Oh, like, you canceled it.
You can't.
Oh, no.
So now I'm like, I've disputed something for a good cause. Oh. And I'm like, God, I'm such a freaking moron. I couldn't wait 5 minutes before my wife respond. Thankfully, PayPal responded and said, oh, no, we checked it all and you're wrong. That was authorized. And I'm like, oh, phew. But now I like change all my because PayPal then shuts everything down when you do that.
Oh.
So that changed the password.
It's a nightmare.
I'm such a freaking moron. I couldn't wait 5 minutes for my wife just to get back to me.
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics. And recently we were talking about crashing parties, if you've ever done that. And Juan from Tacoma, you have. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it was back in Tucson. Oh, this is what, 22, 23 years ago? Okay. And my friend, a girl that he knew, invited him over. But he was just there. So we show up with the truck bed full of beer. So they didn't care. But then there was also some good party supplies that we always have with us. And when we were going to leave, they were like, no, well, you guys could stay all night. It doesn't matter. Oh, man, we got to get going.
You ended up being the guest of honor.
Yeah.
I'm guessing those party supplies weren't like the fun hats and like the things you blow into it. I mean, like kazoo sounds.
I don't think so.
I could be wrong, but maybe.
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics.
Earlier, we were talking about people who call in sick and why they've called in sick to work. And somebody says, that's too funny. I called in sick today so I can have a very rare day to myself. I'm going to get drunk, play City Skylines on Xbox. Don't tell my wife or daughter. They think I'm working on the Jeep and cleaning the chicken coop. I did that over the weekend. But they're going to come home and you're going to be drunk.
Yeah.
Just say you finished it early.
That's true.
Yeah.
Or if you called in sick, maybe you could just say, oh, it's just the Sudafed.
Someone also said my wife would often take naps for lunch when she was working at home. She would eat after her nap while she was working, and she loved those naps.
I do love a nap. I just don't get to take them so much anymore.
I don't get naps anymore now having Tatum around, because Tatum doesn't, even when she's tired, like, we'll tell her, just close your eyes. Like, I think she's afraid she's going to miss out on something.
Aww.
Like, she's just always, like, even if she's exhausted, we're like, just close your eyes. Like, it's okay. Like, she thinks, like, oh, we're going to, like, have a party while she's asleep or something like that. I'm like, no, like, if you take a nap, I'm going to take a nap, too. I want to nap.
Barrett will only nap if he's sick anymore, and that's not good. You know, I miss napping. I really do. There was a story that came out over the weekend.
Stupid kids keeping us from our naps.
Ruining everything. There was a story that came out over the weekend that blew many people's minds, Steve.
Honestly, when I read this story, I didn't know that this was even a thing, and I thought it was one of the most fascinating things I've heard about in a while. And it involves the world of sports.
It involves a team that is in the NFL playoffs, and I feel like many gamers are going to really appreciate this story. We're going to tell you about it at 9:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
I know a lot of us had been pulling for the Lions, but the Washington Commanders...
What an upset.
...just dominated. And so now the Commanders will be playing the Eagles in the NFC Championship game.
I'm rooting for the Commanders. I mean, mainly, I do like their rookie quarterback. I think the story about him is awesome. But also, Bobby freaking Wagner's on the team.
Yeah.
So you got to root for him, right?
I love B-Wags. Jaden Daniels, standout rookie quarterback, has been turning heads with some of his innovative training methods, including VR simulations.
I saw this get posted, and I fell down a rabbit hole of all these different threads about how this has helped this kid get, because at some point he wasn't considered to be a very high draft pick. At some point he was like, I don't even know if he's good in college, and then he went to LSU, and things turned around because he met up with these German, like, people in Germany that created this software and this technology. It was meant for soccer. And they're like, let's try it with football too. And it not only did it change his life, but it also changed their life as well.
We have some audio from a chat that he was having about using VR.
And this is with Keyshawn Jackson. And it's definitely one of those moments where it's like young dude talking to old dude who doesn't understand what the F he's talking about.
Jaden, I saw you use VR to help with your training. How did that work out? And do you think you'll use it in Washington? Oh, yeah, they for sure. They already bought it. So, yeah, I'm
now,
sure
I'm old. What the hell is VR?
Oh, boy.
And also, apparently, when he said, like, when he got drafted, he told any team that drafts me, you have to use this software because he believed in it that much. It changed his game because, like, it slowed down the game. It sped up the game in the VR so that way when he played in a real game, in a real game situation, everything felt slower.
Wild.
It's crazy.
Virtual reality.
Oh. So. What is that, the goggle things that you put on?
Yeah. You don't believe in that?
No.
Man, they work.
Is that, look, all I'm saying is that dude that's coming, that ain't no virtual reality. That's reality. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, you ain't lying, but it's other ways to get mental rest without having to put wear and tear on your arm, on your body.
Really?
Yeah. That's what I use it for.
And it's crazy because like, it'll simulate the stadium that you're in.
Weird.
It simulates whatever like the defense that team usually uses. I mean, there's a lot of work being put into this. And it speeds up the game like nearly two times the speed. So that way when he goes into a game and plays against an actual team, everything feels slower.
Wow.
And that's why he's able to make decisions better and quicker. And I'm thinking, that was a little bit of an issue with Geno Smith this year. Some of those interceptions felt like he wasn't making the right decisions. I think it's time for us to get this VR for the Hawks as well.
Yeah, I agree.
It's crazy how, like, I know even in hockey, a lot of the goalies will wear, like, the VR goggles to warm up before they go on the ice because it helps with hand-eye coordination.
Have you messed around with VR much?
I did, like, a game, like, where you're walking around. I kept falling off the cliff. I wasn't very good at it.
See, I've only done it, like, maybe three times. Every time it gives me, like, motion sickness.
It's crazy.
It's hard.
Yeah, it's hard to, like, to adjust your mind to it. But if you do it long enough, and it sounds like it's working for Jaden Daniels, I just thought that was fascinating. That was a big part of why he was able to turn his, like, career around in college and then become a great rookie quarterback like he has been this year.
Super cool. Migs, Danny, would you give yourself a vasectomy?
I'd give Danny one.
Funny enough, my immediate answer was going to be yes, but then I had to like think about what you said.
Do we get a YouTube tutorial, or are we just going willy-nilly?
Well, there's one man that could give you...
Willy.
There is one man that could give you a tutorial because he did it himself. And how did that go? We'll tell you all about it during the Daily Migs download after AWOL Nation.
The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Yesterday, I think everybody was watching the national championships in Ohio State. They scored on their first five possessions. Notre Dame had the first score. But then it was just like, Ohio State. And I thought, for sure, this is just going to be a straight-up blowout. In fact, I kind of zoned out for a little bit. Next thing I know, I'm like, wait a second. It's like 31-23. They're within striking distance. But then, big field goal at the end of the game. And Ohio State are your national champions.
A magnitude 3.5 earthquake struck near Snoqualmie yesterday afternoon.
And did then you there feel
was, it? No. But I saw, I had to double check. It said it was felt in 78 zip codes.
Yes, I saw
and
that.
And I thought, that's got to be a typo. And then I looked it up. Nope, it was felt in 78 zip codes, which seems like a lot of zip codes.
Especially on that, I mean, 3.5 doesn't sound like much.
No.
To be able to be felt by that many people.
There was then a smaller magnitude 2.0 quake recorded near Falls City.
Does that sound naughty?
No major damage reported at all, but yeah.
Oh, I felt it.
I was curious if any of the Rockaholics had felt it, because that sounds like it, you know, it covered some ground.
Yeah, speaking of felt it, there's a guy in Taiwan. He's a doctor. He performed a vasectomy on himself. And he even did a video of the procedure, and it's been posted on social media. I don't know where it is, and I'm okay with never seeing it. He recorded the procedure for educational purposes, and he said that he insisted on doing it himself because he wanted to make sure that it wasn't botched.
I cannot even imagine.
I would pass out.
I think I would too.
Well, he also told his followers, do you need to tell people to not follow his example? I love that they're like, yo, don't do this at home. Although if you do it at home, I think you get what you reap what you sow.
A New York State drug counselor has been accused of selling crack cocaine to undercover police officers.
Well, who better to counsel you on drugs than a drug dealer?
Alvin Lewis was identified as a suspect based on some tips from the public, and then investigators ended up discovering that Lewis worked for an inpatient rehabilitation clinic.
Now, the NFL playoff picture's all set, but we got, like, with the divisional championship. The Chiefs are taking on the Texans. Who are you hoping for that one?
I guess Texans, just because, you know, I'm kind of sick of the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Kind of over it.
It's over.
Let's move on.
No, sorry. And you and your Taylor
Swift. You do not want to see Taylor sad.
I do.
Yeah, she writes some good records when she's sad.
So that's true.
Yeah. Commanders and the Lions, the Commanders and the Eagles.
I guess I'll go, for Barrett's sake, I'll go Eagles.
And sorry, the Chiefs beat the Texans. So that was my bad. I'm sorry about that. They're playing the Bills.
The Bills. Oh.
So we're rooting for the Bills.
Well, then Lord knows it's the Bills.
Yes.
That's who Barrett has decided is his number one team since the Lions are no longer in it.
Okay. I wouldn't mind seeing the Bills win it all.
Yeah.
I'd be okay with like a Bills Commanders finals.
Could you just imagine the Bills Mafia just exploding in celebration?
The amount of flaming tables and people being thrown into them would be phenomenal. The Kraken, they beat the Sabres yesterday in Buffalo. No tables were broken, I don't believe. And end up winning 6-4. Up next on the Washington Capitals, that game will be at home at Climate Pledge Arena on Thursday. As far as weather, 43 degrees. It's going to be sunny. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12-Pack.
The Daily Mix Show.